Don't you just hate when something makes you feel really uncomfortable? What if I told you that getting uncomfortable is what it took to make your life comfortable? That's what we're going to talk about on today's Rockstar Unplugged podcast.
My name is Matt Koenig.
And I'm Chris Spear.
And we're part of a new breed of sales and leadership professionals creating a movement
that you probably never even heard of before.
We're waging war against 50 years of old school thinking through a radical movement filled with people just like you who want to lead the change.
We have to do things differently.
We have to do things smarter.
We have to do things better.
We are the Rockstar Movement.
And these are our stories.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? Matt here, co-creator of Rockstar Events and your host of the Rockstar Unplugged podcast. So excited you could be joining me in this episode. Man, I got to tell you, this last couple days, Chris and I were down in Nashville, Tennessee with our friends from Car Biz Done Better, and we were putting on a workshop that was a business-to-business workshop for vendors who sell to automotive dealers. And man, it was such a great experience, such a good time. So many people just working together to learn, to grow, sharing knowledge. Just made me think of Ty Lopez, knowledge. And it was awesome. But there was something I said during the workshop that just, man, I don't want to say like I'm quoting me, but there was something I said that when I said it, I didn't realize the power in the statement. And now it was so strong to me. It was like me teaching me. I was like, God, I've got to do an episode about that. I've got to do a show about this. And that is, let me just break it down. So here's this workshop, what we do. Okay, a workshop's different than a conference. It's different than an expo or something like that. A workshop is where you're going to teach a skill, but then you're going to practice the skill together. You're going to role play. You're going to get up. You're going to demonstrate in front of the group. And I'll walk you through how we did it. Oh, I had to get a drink out of my Yeti little thermos coolery deals. Keeps everything so cold. I love it. They're not even a sponsor, but Yeti, if you're listening, we want you. All right. So here's how this workshop goes. So we've got an agenda for the day. We get up, we introduce topics, things like that. And as we teach a topic, right, the teaching is maybe 10, 15 minutes, and then it's like, okay, now let's practice this. As soon as we talk about it, as soon as we say, here's how you do it, now we say, let's practice this right now. Now, when we do that, after someone role plays, let's say, for example, you teach somebody a good word track, whatever. I'm not a huge believer in word tracks. I just like communicating. But let's say you teach somebody, a specific lining of questions. After they do it out loud, then we ask them, what do you think went good about that? What do you think could have been better? But here's where, hold on. Afterwards, then we go around the room. Hey, what was one thing they did good? Fire them off. And people are encouraging. Then, hey, what's one thing you think they could have done better? And then people share. Now, here's why this today's show is all about. You got to get uncomfortable if you want a life that's comfortable, right? People want to make good money. They want to earn a good living. They want to provide well for their family, right? These are things we want. But here's the deal. That comes at a cost, right? The cost is sometimes physically working a lot, which makes you uncomfortable. Or if you're in sales, sometimes that cost is getting out of your comfort zone, right? It's sometimes, it's practicing stuff that you're unfamiliar with so you can learn how to communicate better. But here's the deal. It is not fun. A lot of folks do not find it fun to be in a room of their peers and wrestling with sharing, hey, here's an area that I'm struggling with, and then getting up and practicing that area in front of, peers, and then getting critiqued. It's uncomfortable. But here's the crazy part. Let me ask you this. What do you have to do to get better? If you want to hone a skill, What do you have to do? If you want to be a better tennis player, what do you got to do every day? You got to get out there and practice. You want to pitch a baseball better, what do you got to do every day? You got to get out there and throw the ball. You want to shoot better baskets, right? You want to be a better ice skater. You want to be a better graphic designer. You got to make a lot of graphics. And you got to get feedback from people. Sometimes the feedback we get, you know, it's not always good. Like, we all want someone to be like, what you just did was epic. It was great. Life-changing. But that's not the case all the time. Sometimes, we're going to get feedback we don't like. We're going to get, I didn't like that. That made me uncomfortable. When you said that, it sounded like, you sounded like a cheesy salesperson. That sounded stiff and stupid, right? We're gonna get that sometimes. And it's not comfortable. But that's where we learn the most, right? It feels good to get praise when we do things well. And I believe you should give people praise for their successes. You should point out, you'll notice in the, when I told you we did the role play, we always begin with asking that person, what do you think went well? And the funny part is they usually go, well, I could have done this better. And I go, no, stop. What could have went, what did you do that was good? What was good? And I get them to find something good in themselves. And then after they share it, I ask other people what else was good. And this helps build people up because everybody around the room is telling them, you did this good, you did this good, you did this good. And that is important to do. You got to build people up. And then I go back to the person and say, now let me ask you this. What could we have tuned up a little bit? What's one area of opportunity? Just one. Because we all will pick ourselves apart. And then they'll usually share something. And then I go around the room and say, okay, from another perspective, what else could she or he have done that you think would have made that even stronger, even better? And then people share what they think that person could have done better. Now, we don't learn as much when people are giving us praise, right? That's the lift you up. That's what makes you feel good. We do that first so that you can have that confidence and feel good when you move into the part where you learn what you could tune up. But the thing is this. Even going to a workshop to learn is uncomfortable because buying a ticket to go hear someone else teach you how to do your job better subconsciously means we're admitting that we're not doing it perfect. That makes us uncomfortable. Suck it up, buttercup. It's better to be uncomfortable in a room full of peers than it is to be uncomfortable practicing on your customer. All right? And then when we get in a room, we have an opportunity to role play and to workshop through some things. Man, that's an opportunity for someone else to help you get better. Here's the thing. A lot of folks, they say, well, in front of my customer, I do a much better job. And I call BS because you play the same way that you practice. So if when you practice, you stumble on the words, you're going to do that when you're playing. You're going to do that when you're talking to a customer. You're going to stumble on those words because that's what you do in real life. That's why you're stumbling in practice. Are you feeling me? Is this making sense? So the thing is, we've got to get uncomfortable so that we can learn. And Warren Buffett said, the more you learn, the more you earn. So if we can get super uncomfortable, we're going to learn a whole hell of a lot. And if we learn a lot, then we're going to be able to communicate a little bit better. We're going to be able to do our job, our career a little bit better. And if we can do it a little bit better, we're going to make a little bit more money. If we do it a lot better, we'll make a lot more money. But we can't do it. We can't make more. We can't sell more. We can't get better if we don't get uncomfortable. We've got to get uncomfortable so we can learn. That's it. That's today's word. You've got to get uncomfortable so you can live a life that is comfortable. Zig Ziglar said, you can have anything you want in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. Well, sometimes it's uncomfortable trying to help people make a decision. But I operate on this methodology. if I truly believe in my product. By the way, my methodology is based in my Amazon best-selling book, Sell, Changing the Game Forever. And it's a simple methodology. And you use the word sell as an acronym. Serve, evangelize, listen, love. Okay? Serve means putting other people's needs first, even if you don't know if you're going to get paid, even if you don't know if you're going to make money, even if you don't know you're going to get a deal, you're going to serve them as if they were already your customer. Evangelize means you've got to believe so strongly in yourself and your brand, right? You're a you evangelist, you're a brand evangelist. You got to believe so strongly in yourself and your brand that you, when someone else goes with a competitor, it breaks your heart. You got to believe so strongly in yourself and your brand that if somebody does not buy from you, they're making a mistake. It's bad for their life. It's a problem. We got to listen with the intent to understand, not just listen and go, oh yeah, I'm listening. We got to listen with the intent to understand what's behind the words, what they mean. What's their body language saying? What's their tone? What's their physiology? And the last L on the word sell is love. And when I say love, I mean benevolence, kindness. All this stuff can make us feel uncomfortable at times. But if we want a life that's extra comfortable, we got to get extra uncomfortable. We got to go out on limbs we've never gone out before. We've got to serve and give and love, and we got to do this in a way we haven't before. And we got to be such a powerful brand evangelist that when someone says no, I'm not interested in your product, it breaks your heart and you go, wait a minute, whoa, that's not the right answer. What's going on here? Let me help you figure it out. Friends, here's the deal. If you were to go back 20 years ago, I was a horrible salesperson. 21 years ago. I wasn't good. I had a couple good months, but I wasn't good. I wasn't good at listening. I didn't love my customers. I didn't really care. I was hoping they'd buy from me. I wasn't a brand evangelist. To a little bit of an extent I was for Honda and Mazda. But I wasn't taught that sales was serving people. So the idea of serving a customer, being the servant to them, just wasn't in my mind. And guess what? 21 years ago, I made it so much harder than it had to be. I made it so much harder than it had to be. Don't make the same mistake I did. Serve your customers. Believe in yourself more than anybody else. Get yourself uncomfortable. Listen and close your mouth during the uncomfortable conversations. And for God's sake, love the one you're with. Take care of that client like they are gold, because you know what? They actually are. Thanks again for tuning in. Now go out there and make your day and hopefully someone else's amazing.